You're listening to SBS News.
These are particularly draconian and particularly bad. So my message would be to throw these out, start again, and get some proper consultation from the beginning. You can't fix a pig's ear, and that's what these are. All of it, draconian, right-wing, extreme, all of it removing civil liberties and human rights from Australians.
That's CEO of rights group Civil Liberties Australia, Bill Rawlings, calling for a proposed new online surveillance law to be abandoned. Like Mr. Rawlings, Kieran Pender from the Human Rights Law Centre has expressed concern that the new powers would undermine and threaten civil rights and basic freedoms.
Any surveillance law intrudes on the rights of everyday Australians. It intrudes on our privacy, our right to freedom of expression, freedom of association. And so any surveillance laws need to be strictly necessary and, you know, really tightly proportionate to the legitimate purpose they're trying to address.
A parliamentary inquiry is examining the federal government's proposal to allow law enforcement agencies new powers for dealing with online crime. So, what is the proposed legislation? It is called the Surveillance Legislation Amendment Identify and Disrupt Bill 2020. It aims to disrupt and prevent online terrorism and child exploitation. The bill would give the Australian Federal Police and the Australian Criminal Intelligence Commission three new online warrants to deal with crime. Kath Patterson, Deputy Secretary Strategy and Law Enforcement from the Department of Home Affairs, has told the parliamentary inquiry the current laws fighting online crime need to be updated.
When anonymising technologies are being used to allow criminals to evade law enforcement and criminal intelligence efforts, we simply cannot allow serious crimes to occur online any more than we would in the physical world. Investigations into online criminality must adapt if our agencies are to continue to do the job we expect of them, keeping Australians safe.
So when could this proposal become law? The Surveillance Legislation Amendment Identify and Disrupt Bill 2020 was introduced to Parliament in December last year by Federal Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton. It is currently before Parliament but is being assessed by a bipartisan Parliamentary Intelligence and Security Committee. The committee is in the process of gathering evidence from groups and agencies and will issue a report in April or May. Lawyer Kieran Pender hopes the report recommends the legislation be redrafted.
Any surveillance law should be worded so narrowly that it can only be used in accordance with its necessary purpose with appropriate safeguards. You know, these laws are so extraordinary, so intrusive, so unusual that the Human Rights Law Centre has called on the committee to recommend that it be comprehensively redrafted. So we're hopeful that this bill will be amended. So until we have a robust human rights framework, any surveillance law poses a threat, but particularly this one.
What elements of the bill are attracting particular scrutiny? The bill would give police access to three new warrants which would grant investigators extra powers. The first of the new warrants is data disruption. The legislation's explanatory memorandum says it is intended to be used to prevent continuation of criminal activity by participants and be the safest and most expedient option where those participants are in unknown locations or acting under anonymous or false identities. The second is a network activity warrant that would allow authorities like the Australian Federal Police or the Australian Criminal Intelligence Commission to collect intelligence from devices used or likely to be used by those subject to the warrant. And thirdly, an account takeover warrant that would allow agencies to take full control of an online bank account for the purposes of locking a person out of that account. AFP Commissioner Rhys Kershaw has told the committee online crime is increasing and authorities need operational flexibility.
The new powers proposed in this bill are a key step forward in enabling law enforcement to tackle the fundamental shift in how serious criminality is facilitated online. Unfortunately, we are currently seeing a continual increase in the volume of harmful criminal activity being committed online, some of it exacerbated during the pandemic. Report Cyber receives a complaint every 8 minutes, and because we do need them, if we want to get better at addressing crime.
Any crime punishable by a sentence of 3 years or more could be targeted with the new surveillance powers. This is the main issue raised by the Human Rights Law Centre and the Law Council of Australia. Law Council President Dr. Jacoba Brash says the bill would substantially expand federal police powers, which merits detailed scrutiny.
The new powers depart sharply from the traditional focus of investigative powers on the collection of admissible evidence of specific offences. They also have the potential to cause significant loss or damage to large numbers of non-suspects who are lawfully using computer networks or the systems being targeted. We're also concerned the new powers are disproportionately broad to the threats of serious and organised cybercrime to which they are directed. There is also significant potential for overlap with the existing collection powers of ASIO.
In December last year, Minister Dutton said the powers are intended only to be used in cases of the most severe wrongdoing. But Kieran Pender says that threshold isn't reflected in this bill.
The minimum threshold for getting one of these warrants is a relevant offence of 3 years or more. That's sort of most criminal offending under Australian criminal law. That's troubling and gives rise to the risk that this will be abused, whether deliberately or inadvertently by law enforcement. This provision is so broadly defined. Of course, you know, the government will say, well, that's not its intended purpose. Well, that's what the law says. And so if that's not the intended purpose, they should rewrite the law before it gets voted on and becomes law in Australia.
Andrew Warnes from the Department of Home Affairs says the proposed warrants are more limited than critics are saying.
These powers in their different ways will build off existing capabilities. So a network activity warrant will actually be used as a first step then hopefully to gather intelligence that allows the use of more targeted warrants. If you change the thresholds, you break that nexus. When it comes to account takeover warrants is very similar. They are a very, very narrow warrant. I'm not sure that's fully come out in the hearings today just how narrow they actually are.
John Stanton is the CEO of industry group Communications Alliance. Mr. Stanton suggests IT service providers should be consulted before warrants are issued.
It's clear we believe that these three types of warrants are potentially very far-reaching and consequential, and we would suggest that the bill be amended to provide that the service provider who would be required to action a warrant or assist with or facilitate its execution ought to be consulted prior to it being issued.
Bill Rawlings and Kieran Pender are both concerned about the gradual encroachment of surveillance laws in Australia, which began shortly after the 9/11 attack in 2001.
Well, the trouble is that we are a somewhat apathetic lot, and things just pass through and not many people take much notice. But over time, we've had 20 years of this now, since 2001 when the aircraft crashed into the towers in New York. We've had 20 years of this type of legislation. There have been more than 100 pieces of legislation. What we need now is a thorough reassessment. These laws are awful, cumulatively awful, 100 of them over the past 20 years, and they need to be fixed.
Really, ever since 9/11, the government has slowly but steadily eroded the rights and freedoms of Australians by passing sweeping surveillance laws. Often these agencies and law enforcement, they call for more and more powers, but, you know, those calls aren't justified. And so I think the government needs to be really careful.
Marcus Megalokonomos, SBS News.